Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. live on the archives. And you can also find us at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Enjoy a new perspective every third Wednesday with host Karen Batten from Limitless Living. So the energetic upgrades are still available through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I am happy to say I have my bubbly friend here, Carly Canfold, and she organizes the monthly holistic market and psychic fair to connect body, mind, and spirit. So the vendors come from all over the Okanagan to share their knowledge and experience with people who attend. This empowers you to navigate holistic treatments and sample products and services to inspire a better shift for the coming year. And Carly is the owner of Om Shiatsu, and she practices in Kelowna. She offers shiatsu, reiki, chakra balancing, angel and fairy card readings, and she has been empowering people to recover from injuries and work through emotional trauma to maintain a stress-free life. So her energy work is therapeutic, relaxing, and rejuvenating. That sounds like fun. And as a practitioner here, Carly is empowering all of us here at the Holistic Fair. Carly, I'm so happy to have you on the show.
Right. Well, thank you for having me, Colette. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. And, you know, we've had like the summer off and I just was asking what you were up to. So you got to let everybody know about your adventures. Tell, because it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. My obsession with pickleballs and going through the tournament circuit this year and collecting medals. And yeah, it's actually been a lot of fun. It's great to be outdoors. And, you know, I tap into my higher self when I play, actually, I really do. And, connecting with my partners that I'm playing with and, well, we've done quite well.
You know, because this is funny, you know, like, because you at the Holistic Fair, you know, you have two categories there basically. And my specialty is more is energy work and, you know, quantum healing. And what's funny is I've worked with a lot of athletes that were at world level in different sports and that. And you can energetically shift a team to play together stronger and to have better communication. And when people go into that zone like you're talking about, it's like you're in that special place, right?
It's true. It really is there, tapping into that field. Like things just sort of seem to slow down. It's almost like the Matrix, you know, balls kind of coming at you, but you feel like you have all the time in the world to get to them and
I love it.
See, now they're flying at you.
And that's good practice for being in life in general these days.
Right. You know, you're either going to react to it or duck and get out of the way.
Yeah. You know, and so I love that, you know, you have such a strong energy about you, you know, just about enjoying life. And, you know, yeah. I feel that, you know, I've noticed this. How many years have I been at the Holistic Fair? Has it been three or four?
Well, we're in the fifth year of it. So you started near the beginning.
I think we're in the fourth year now.
That first year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're in the fourth.
Yeah. And it's always so, like, I always love it.
Like, yeah.
So just explain, like, because what I love about this, it's the building that it's in is absolutely beautiful and it's free admission. So just tell everybody, you know.
Right. Yeah, the Laurel Packing House is a heritage building. So it has a lot of character to it. There's a lot of wood. It's original as well. It used to be a tobacco drying plant or building. And that's why they have all little vents at the top that you can see. And I heard that it's
well, that's why.
Wow.
We were just talking about the vents there at the last fair. Like, look how, you know, aren't these incredible looking vents?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the vendors that are there, like you're saying, there's about half of them represent the holistic market side. And then the psychic fair side has the readers. So really people are able to go there and just get a sense of everything all together, all in one place. If you're into the readings, whether it's tea leaf reading or palm reading or Akashic records, or like what you're doing, energetic shifts and doing, you know, viewing your beautiful cards and artwork that you have at your booth. And then there's people that have the products. They have the organic skincare, they've got essential oils, there's crystals, there's jewelry, and then there's body workers too.
Yeah, you know, so like you, mm-hmm. you can actually get a treatment from someone, yeah. like a short massage or like to get an idea yeah. of what that person's, you know, energy is like for you and, you know, whether... Right. Yeah, and so that's what is so awesome about this, because the other thing that I love about it is it's free to get in.
Yeah,
and
free admission.
The location where it is, quite often you'll see some people coming through, like younger people, you know, people maybe that have been going through a rough time. And mm-hmm. you can, you know, those people stop by the table and we talk to them and they're uplifted. And
they are.
And I love that about this, Carly.
Yeah, everybody there already being on an energetic path, really bringing it all together. We're all on that same wavelength. And it does. It together, like there's over 50 vendors. Mm-hmm. So all of us together like that, we're really raising the vibration in there. People are clearing energies, they're clearing it from the building as well, and from the people that are coming through. It's a real sense of community. People do look forward, I know the vendors look forward to reconnecting with everybody that once a month. Many of them are, you know, working independently on their own. They don't have a big office space, so to speak. And it's good connection. And then the people coming through, it's just they're already seem to be on the path for looking for answers that's not mainstream, or they've heard about something but they're not that sure about it, and then they come in. It's like, oh my goodness, look at everybody! I'm not alone. There's all these people here that I can just go chat with because they've already been there, done that, and you know, really helping, like you said, the younger people too that come through, letting them know like this is all available. And out here and in the community, and it's quite a strong community, and they're able to chit-chat with people, find out more info about something, or, you know, share what they've been experiencing, and have people that are open and non-judgmental being able to listen and guide them as well.
that's what is so beautiful. And you know, for me, like, this radio show is in its sixth year. And I started this as a vehicle to have people call in and get mm-hmm. energetically shifted if, you know, they wanted, like, they couldn't afford to pay for a session or something. And, as you know, I'm just going to mention that we do have, you know, you're free to call in, and Carly and I are happy to do any energetic shifting. And also, if you mm-hmm. just want to phone in and ask her any questions about some of the services or, you know, what's available at the Holistic Market, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, feel free to call in and feel free to drop by in Kelowna if you're there. What day is the next one, Carly? Just because we have a couple more minutes before we go to break.
Okay. Sunday, September 15th from 11 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And it's downtown Kelowna at the Laurel Packing House.
Yeah. There's free okay.
Street, yeah. Free street parking as well. The next ones this year, October 6th and November 10th. If you're around for those dates, definitely come by and see us.
I love it. I'm definitely going to be there.
Oh, that's good, because I got your booth set aside for you.
Yeah. And it, you know, I just love it because, like I said, this radio show, and I just wanted to mention, because I have a minute here before we go to break, that I also will be providing two free talks at the end of September. One is on the 20th of September and the next one is on the 27th, because I'm really excited. I'm having my second layer 3 and 4 for the foundation of my Call to Dance program. So I'm going to have even more dragon sayers to come and work at the booth there.
Oh, excellent.
And yeah. So I'm excited. So, but those talks are at the Kanata Hotel, and from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock on the 20th and on the 27th again, and it's free admission, and bring whoever you want. What I do is I give a short talk and then I energetically shift people out of the audience, and we always have a good time. We have to move into a short break right now. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Stephan, and we feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I have Carly Penfold from the Holistic Market and Psychic Fair, and we'll be right back to tell you more about it after this short break.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my wonderful guest today, Ms. Carly Penfold. And before we continue, Carly, share your contact information with people. And just so we know what's where can we reach you for your services, and then also how to get in touch with you for more information regarding the Holistic Fair.
Okay. The website for the Holistic Market is holisticmarket.ca. And there is actually a section in there on meeting the exhibitors. So everyone's got their own profile on there. If there's somebody that is of interest to you, you can click on it, get all their contact info. Many of them do distance healings, distant readings, or even have products that they ship worldwide. So it's a good resource for those international people or for those outside of the Okanagan to be able to connect with this community. The other good venue to connect with is through Facebook. And the handle for Facebook and Instagram is at Holistic Market Psychic Fair. So those are both out there. Instagram, I do have plans for the next year to start getting into more Instagram TV and doing some more interviews with these vendors and bringing more about the people behind what they do and their stories, bringing that forward more, as well as with some Facebook Live videos. Those are going to be starting this year as well.
I'm kidding.
See, now I said it out loud. I have to do it.
It was like only about 3 minutes ago that you said, well, I'm not going to mention that on my show because I'm not sure. And I'm like, oh, you're going to do it. You may as well mention it now.
Yeah.
Now you're committed.
Exactly.
I would love to come on and be interviewed by you on Facebook Live.
You know, I'm going to have you be my first person.
I love it. We, you know,
we'll make it happen.
There we go. Okay. So we don't have any callers at this point yet. And we thought, you know, before, because quite often once we get, if we do get callers calling in, a lot of people, I think, are out there taking advantage of the last days of summer, hey, and school started for a lot of people. So we're just going to go through some of these vendors just so, you know, because a lot of people that maybe are not that familiar with what these fairs are like are not aware of the variety, the vast variety of products.
Mm-hmm.
So you go for it. You tell us all about who's there and they do.
I'll touch on some of the ones that have been there kind of since the beginning, too. Tesla, Healers of the Okanagan, Dale and Nina, they are two wonderful ladies that live in Lake Country, and they come down to Kelowna each month. They are working with the purple light waves of the Tesla energy field, and they are using their hands, and the work is off-body. And actually, the further away they get from the recipient, the stronger the energy waves of healing are coming through. And most people are in an anti-gravity chair with a nice blanket over them during the market, and the ladies are working at them just at a distance. So relaxing, feeling it, and raising vibration again.
And so hey, everybody loves Tesla.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
another one of my favorites is TA Shiatsu. Shiatsu is also something that I practice, and he is there. Kita is there and has his massage chair. So he does, I think it's 15 or 20 minute sessions at a...
It feels like three. Sample it price. Feels like three because...
It goes so fast.
Don't stop. Don't stop.
So that's really
yeah, he's an amazing... Yeah, he's an amazing. I had the pleasure of sitting in that chair.
Yes, I pop on there every chance I get, but he's so full too. You have to really, as soon as you arrive, go there and put your name down because he gets busy. Shannon Holland will be there as well with her Vox socks, and actually that's. I was wearing my Vox socks when I was playing pickleball because they have, they activate different pressure points on the feet. They help with balance and they help with the athletic performance. So, you know, these are some of the people I've come across through the market. I'm actually implementing their things into my life. Kayla Joss, she is with Salt and Sage Jewelry, and she infuses all of her high quality crystals with Reiki, and I had on some bracelets that I got from her that had the lava beads, and I was using essential oils on them for awakening my highest potential. And yeah, I was up early for some of these shows or some of these tournaments. So 5 in the morning, I'm like, I'm going to go with Awaken. And then I chose a highest potential blend that I have as well. So
Carly, I don't want to interrupt you, but we have a caller. And so I thought maybe we'll take this caller and then before you mention the next one and Carter.
Yep, we have Rome from British Columbia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, ladies.
Good hello, Rome. Ladies and Carter.
Good to see you in a manner of speaking.
And also, we've got Pearl sitting here. She just popped up on my lap. So if you hear that vibration in the background, she's just purring away right now.
Oh, hey, Pearl. Well, you know, I'm reaching out for some shift support. Looking so forward to the fall and your upcoming Dragon Sayer and courses, Colette.
And, I am too.
And I just got word that my elder daughter is going to be coming from Montreal and attending your Baby Steps workshop with me. So I'm thrilled about that.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it when daughters and mothers work together at my seminars. And I'll just mention, that's on October 19th. And I call it Baby Steps because it's about 3.5 hours in the afternoon on the Saturday, October 19th. And what we do is we teach what I share the information that I share in the morning and actually show people how to identify hidden energetic blocks and then how to clear them. And so usually on a layer one by, you know, lunchtime, everybody's already knows how to do it. And we're working on, you know, moving forward in whatever it is we want to in life. I'm so excited that your daughter's coming.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Me too.
I should mention too. Carly, I'm going to be giving away 3 free, not sessions, but tickets for that Baby Steps at your Holistic Fair. So So Rome, like what can we do for you today?
The reason why I'm calling in this morning is my heart and soul friend, forever friend, who's not geographically in the same territory as me. She recently lost her mother, transitioned just this past week. And then she also, her daughter, you know, in the cycles of life, her daughter, there's, you know, a baby that's news of a baby on the way for young folks that don't appear to be prepared for such responsibilities and I'm just
there's a lot going on.
Some support in supporting my friend because you know it's like a mirror situation. We've all been through losing our moms and our children's challenges and such. So just looking for some energetic support.
Okay, so let's just take a deep breath here. And I like to get a baseline. For remote healing in this way, I'm just working through you, yes, through your energy here. So I just want to get a baseline. Pearl says the work's already done. She just left.
Thanks, Pearl. Thanks,
she only. Any other problems?
Nope.
So we're going to get a base. We're going to get a baseline from you, though.
Like, oh my gosh. Like, honestly, Pearl and Colette and Carly, honestly, like, I was going to say 10, that she was off the charts 10, but then honestly, like, it just feels like major shift-a-rama.
Okay, so let's talk about here what was going on, because Carly was on the show last year here, and we were working together, and we have a kind of a really good flow here, so I could feel her sending energy your way while I was talking. And the number one weakness I picked up for this entire situation is how people underestimate the depth of when your mother makes her transition. It's loaded and packed, but if you look at, and that would be my transition card, birth and death, a natural event, and look at how this is being shown in this way. If you want, do you feel you're at zero yet, or would you like to work on this a little bit more, Rome?
I feel that I went back to zero, like right away when you made the shift, and then I'm fribulating a little bit,
mm-hmm,
like, you know, so maybe one and a half, two.
Okay,
but
so let's,
if my own stuff, I think.
Yeah, so if you want to hold on through the break, Carly and I'll work on this a little bit more and talk about it. And then I want Carly to be able to share what she was, you know, what she's been processing right now when we come back. All right. If you can hang on, that's okay with you, Carly?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So this is Colette Marie Stephan, and we are going to be right back in about 3 minutes, and we will check in with Rome and her friend and family there and just see where they're at. And let's make some more shift happen. 1-800-930-2819.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Buzz, buzz. I just like to share the borderfreebees.com. If you want to create a nectar trail to support the pollinators in your community, you can check that out and become a bee ambassador. We were just talking with Carly Penfold, and we have a caller who called in regarding a situation here, Rome. And we, you know, Pearl did a pretty good job. She's like, pretty good, hey. But Carly, Rome, if you're there, Carly just has something to tell you.
Thank you.
Yeah, what you are talking about really brings that whole full circle of life and passing, and that they're not alone. To really reach out to those around the challenges that she's going to be facing, she'll be able to have that inner strength come out. I'm getting actually a lot of vision of tarot cards coming up, and one is on that inner strength. Like Colette was saying, you know, we're actually often stronger than we think we are, as far as like being ill prepared or whatever for it. But as she goes through it, she's going to be okay. It's going to be a steep learning curve, that's for sure. But there's the supports that are going to be there in place that's going to make for a healthy baby as well.
And, you know, I just want to say that, you know, energetically, just, you know, Rome, do relationship circles with the mom and the baby, the father and the baby. And then the right. father and the mother and so strengthening that connection. So then, and also right. what's coming up is some karma here, you know, like, and also, wow, you know, to have birth and death at the same time in such a powerful, like, way. This is what a lot of people are going through on the planet right now, because we're moving into new ways of being and doing. And that's part of the reason why, you know, I love Carly, what she's doing. I'm very big on that, creating community, you know, and that's why, you know, I came up with this program and the Dragon Sayers, so that, you know, some of them are all working together now, and it's really starting to mesh, and I just love it. Where are you at, Rome?
I feel good. Like probably a big zero. Really, yeah.
Good word.
Sunflower good work. Zero, I'd say.
And, you know, we'll just remember that, you know, just when you start having a feeling come up, and when for those of you out there who have similar situations, that, you know, you want to go to your center and just allow yourself to feel what it's about, because it's not going to be what you think it is. So thank you for calling in, Rome. And, you know, Carly, we have thank you. Carly, do you have any last words for Rome?
Yeah, just be strong and looking at that from from that higher sense of self, higher perspective. Yeah, rising above and seeing the situation and everything that comes up as we go through it and know that there's a reason for it.
All right. And Rome's already off the air, but she'll hear that, you know. And then that's good advice for everybody. Carter, we have another caller.
Yep, we have Julie from Ontario. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Julie. Colette.
How are you?
Oh, gosh. I think I'm feeling just overwhelmed. My dad took a fall in May, and he's been diagnosed with dementia. And, yeah, I'm just landing with all the duties of, like, figuring out care and finances. And it's, I'm just feeling overwhelmed, and I'm moving through things really slowly and finding myself kind of absent-minded and scattered and also just dealing with the family dynamics that are kind of coming up. So,
okay, so what I would like to get from you is just a baseline number. 10 is hair on fire, press the panic button, and 0, hey, I'm cool as a cucumber. Where are you?
I think it ranges from terror, which is like 10 or 11, to like right now, like 8.
Okay. So, you know, what's coming up right away, you know, is this situation. We're just going to strengthen the overwhelm. Overwhelm is when people... What's coming up for you is there's mixed emotions, combined emotions, and you've also got the scattered feeling. This is really common for a lot of people right now in a situation like that. You know, I provided care for many family members, one after another, and even just when my cat, you know, became ill, like I think it was 2 months ago, right before I was going on the radio show, actually, and she was really ill. And I've been, you know, looking after her. And I was reminded of how when someone is like not feeling that well and you still have life to deal with, the amount of strain on that. So that's what I'm going to work on you, is just breaking down this overwhelm. And Carly, what would you like to express here?
That you're definitely not alone, Julie. I've even been feeling that too over the summer. There's a sluggishness. There's a like kind of going through like time. Time is feeling different. Right now, and to get past that feeling of stuckness, or like, you know, trying to do one step forward and two steps back, that's the kind of feeling I'm getting.
Yes,
yeah. That you're going through now, and you're not alone. Yeah. I've had that this summer too, and I'm like, what's going on?
Carly, this is like what clients from all around the world are saying to me. And a lot of this is coming up energetically, astrological, because we have so many planets that are in retrograde, and they're the roto-rooters of the universe. They're bringing up some really, really deep stuff so that we can let go of it and enjoy life even more. And so... We're just going to strengthen this for everybody right now, because there's a lot of people who are making their transition. And I just worked with a family that went through a similar situation, what you're talking about, with their mother. So what I was strengthening is for everybody that is involved in the situation. This is how I energetically shift autistic and other spectrum disordered children, is working for energetically, again, relationship circles, to strengthen all relationships towards your father, all relationships of anyone who would be caring for him. And that can go all the way from, has he been put into is he in the hospital? What's going on?
He's at home, and it's really kind of like me. He's sort of feeling like he's all okay, but he's kind of not. My mom, I mean, she's a whole other deal. Like, she's not really a caregiver. She needs kind of support herself. So
we're going to strengthen you to that right there, because that a lot of times, if you don't have a caregiver, you can't be that sick anymore. So I'm strengthening him to be at home in his body, in and be so that he can be at home in, you know, in that space, body, soul, spirit. How old is your dad?
85.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, these planets, like, it's kind of like one of them is Saturn, and he's about to go through a third Saturn return. Quite often people really have, like, some beautiful experiences that can be really challenging, but those are to really clear these things up. So we're just going to strengthen that for him and for you. Carly, what are you?
Yeah, I'm feeling that it's not just, Julie, it's not just your parents that need help and assistance, but it's you as well.
Oh, for sure.
To remember to top up yourself and be, you know, to be strong. You may need to set some boundaries for yourself with them. Otherwise, I feel like it might deplete you be to the point of not being your best, being able to help them. So having to really put some boundaries in place for yourself and allowing yourself to step back and top up yourself.
You know what they say,
when the best position to care for them too.
You know what they say when you get on a plane, if and need be, if there's oxygen masks, put yours on first.
Yeah, exactly.
And this may seem, it may seem selfish, but it's not, because if you're giving an empty gift, it's not going to empower them. So I just want to tune in with, because we have to take a short break. I would just like to check in with you. Has your number changed from 10,000 yet?
I think you might have to strengthen my perception. I feel like it's, yeah, I don't know. I think that's probably the...
Well, see, that's the number one weakness. So do you have time to stay on and like for a short break here? And Carly and I'll do a little bit more work on this and just check in on you?
Yes.
Okay. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Carly Penfield on with me. And we have, we're just going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to check in with Julie and see if we can get her a little bit more neutral. We'll be right back after this short break.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen on the Truth is Funny Radio, on Transformation Talk Radio. We are talking to Carly Penfold, and we, as my guest from the Holistic Market and Fair, and we also have Julie, who's on the phone. She's going through what a lot of people go through when they when their parents are aging, or there's something that's happened in the family, there's someone else to look after. So we're just going to check in with Julie. Carter, do we have her there?
Yep, Julie from Ontario.
Hi.
Hey. So can we just check in with you? Has your baseline changed at all?
I think I'm at a 4.
Wow, that's pretty good from 10,000, hey? That's good. So what I was strengthening, and then I'm going to have Carly explain too what she feels before we and see if we can get you down to 0 here. What I was picking up for you is what happens to a lot of people. And so when people feel this old, it's kind of for you, the leading weakness around this overwhelm is not knowing. And so what I'm strengthening you to is just the knowing and the not knowing what to do. And being like, so just checking in with yourself. If you start feeling that anxiety rise up and you feel like you're panicking, as I said, it's not going to be what you think it is. So you want to go to your center, to your midline, to your spine, and you want to feel. So what is this really about? And this is, you know, we're just going to strengthen this because it is your perception. But I have a card called perception, and it's perception. So is the glass half empty or is the glass half full? We're just going to strengthen that for you. And it's not about turning a negative situation into a positive one. It's about understanding that if you go to your center, you're more likely to get calmer and calmer because you're in the eye of the storm, and then you're able to make better choices in that moment that are strong for your dad's situation. I'm going to continue to work on all the people around this that are involved energetically, and Carly's going to tell you what she is getting here now.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a lot of what you're saying as well there, Colette, and that's having the, you know, it's a role reversal too that's coming through from the parent, you know, being the parental guide. Now all of a sudden those roles are shifting. Now you're, Julie, you're becoming the one who needs to be the parent to the parents, looking after them. And it's not something that we choose to do. We don't choose the timing of that, but this is life. This is how it happens. And we're going through that as well in our family too.
Many families are right now. A lot of people are calling with this. And so let's strengthen that, Carly, that all of us, you know, everybody here that's in this situation, that we could energetically raise that vibration so that the people that are looking, that are supportive of this. And I just worked with a family, and it's really the situation with her mother has turned around dramatically in a very, very good way just by doing this. Mm-hmm. And so the calmer you guys stay, right? So we're just going to check, Carly, like where are you at now, Julie?
Funny because I think I'm just sort of letting myself see a little bit of grief that's kind of coming up. So a two.
Yeah, well, that grief is not, it won't benefit you to suppress it. So we're just going to strengthen you to this. A lot of times when people are energetically shifting, they'll go into a sentimental sadness because they are letting go of a part of themselves. And I was strengthening you and the world to a lot of the grief around there right now. And it's kind of funny, Carly, it's coming up. Good grief. What else?
I see someone with their hands on their hips going, good grief.
Yeah. You know, yeah. You don't want to suppress this. At the same time, you don't have to wallow in it, because you can, you can just strengthen yourself every time and start realizing, like, if you stub your toe first thing in the morning, and that, you know, your big toe, when you do that, that's your mental thinking, right? So if you stub your toe and then you're hopping around, and then, you know, like, I've had a sick cat here, you accidentally step in a puddle of cat, you know, pew, then you could let that ruin your day, you know, or you could just choose to clean it up and move forward on to the next goal. And so just recognizing that. Carly?
Yeah, moving through it. Absolutely agree with you, Colette. Do not suppress it, because it will just resurface later. And to be able to work through it, acknowledge it, respect it, if I get through it.
And what's coming up is, you know, your situation with your mom that yeah. you were saying, Julie? It's like, it's not so, it's bad enough that all of a sudden you have to parent your parents. But if they're acting like bratty teenagers, and just strengthen you to that. We just want to check in with you one more time here. Because we've got a minute left.
I'm not going by how I'm feeling. I'm muscle testing myself. So I'm getting a zero right now.
Good. Hey, Carly.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate, you know, your time and energy. Carly, that was awesome work. So yeah. I'm just going to ask Carter, how many minutes do we have left for the show?
We have about 3 minutes.
3 minutes. So what would you like to say about the Holistic Fair?
Wow. Well, I'm in this mode now of like, oh, just, I'm just feeling the shifting happening too. And,
you know, me too. It's so much fun.
I really do miss that community. I really want to go back and see all the people, because we've had the summer off, but, you know, everybody's branched off and done their own thing for the last couple of months and reconnecting for the fall. And I feel this vibe. People are actually really looking forward to it. They want to get that connection going. They want to get back into, you know, okay, let's get these things done. Let's connect with our family again, with our community, and just loving all the people that are part of this market, because they're so heart-centered. They truly have everyone's interest at, you know, best interest at heart. And the challenges and stories that they've been through to take them to this point in their lives too. It's just such a collective of wisdom and just beautiful people and heart-centered and so much love and caring energy there. It's such a great buzz to go. And I'm looking forward to topping myself up too.
Well, I just wanted to say to you, Carly, thank you so much for coming on The Truth is Funny here to talk about this, and for being there, and for having, you know, for allowing your visions to and your creative ability to shine in this way, and to gather this and, you know, all these people together in such a strong way. I have a lot of admiration for you. And I just want to thank everybody who is listening right now and later, and also to those of you brave enough to, you know, share your shift with us. and I also want to thank you, Carter, for producing the show. And of course, Dr. Pat and the rest of all of her team for giving us this wonderful opportunity on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back next Wednesday, and actually that will be a Facebook Live Dragon Sayer show with me. We'll be right back, or we'll be back at 8 o'clock Wednesday. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.